holding in Siman Shin Ches, Sif Chav Gimel. A mutter lachtach onof min hadekel mi bodyon. A person can cut off a branch from the palm tree before Shabbos. So now this is a branch of a palm tree, which is not really so much a designated kli at first glance. And you could use it as a fan to swipe away the flies. Since you cut it off for that purpose, so it got the status of a kli. It's not a piece of wood. It's not a piece of wood. It's a kli. Okay. Mishaburas have cut in tzadiches. Lahavriach. Nira dehua din la'ayem alatinokos. You can use it as a switch, which you would use to threaten the children that they might get a patch. Al also larmer le'ni Yehudi b'Shabbos shi'lusay onof min ha'machpodos shemechavdim ha'bayis. You can't ask a guy to do it. Not only cannot ask a guy to do it from a tree, which is obviously, but you already have. They would make a broom out of lulav branches. So he wants to pull off one section of it to use as the same type of idea. So you can't ask a guy to do that either. Unless you are miyached for that purpose before Shabbos. So Pashas, he's saying that even though since it's a broom, l'char, it's a kli, you designate it specifically for one purpose, to change it now and take it off and use it for a different purpose, that's going to be considered a tikkun in the item, which you can't do. Even you can't even have a goy do it for you unless you designate it for that purpose. So it sounds to me the main problem here is a muksa issue, that it can't change its status. If you take it out, from one type of yichud to designate for another type of yichud, that's a muksa problem. Now, normally that's not true. By most items, once it's a kli, it's a kli. But this thing is betzim not really a kli. Betzim, it's a piece of wood. So its whole mila is because you made it into a broom. So, but it's not automatically considered a kli for other purposes. That when you pull something off, it's like you're making a kli, unless you're miyachah beforehand. So then it's not a muksa problem. It would be muksa otherwise if you weren't miyachah before Shabbos.
If you're miyachah before Shabbos, then a goy could change it on Shabbos,
right? Hazuvim, you want to chase away the flies. Bovad, shizor shlo yhargam beis avrocha. You can't kill them. You know, kill flies on Shabbos. Since the tzarcha tocha lav davka kashchotcha the tzarich. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's only it works because when you cut it off, you have this in mind. So the Mishnah Berurah, that's not true. To what the kashchotcha the sreifa v'havi muksa. Even if you cut it off for safer purposes and it's muksa, if you designate it before Shabbos for this other purpose, this was a normal usage to use these branches for the purpose of being a fan to fan away the bugs. So therefore yichud for one Shabbos, like we said before, if something says urche b'haki, yichud for one Shabbos works.
What?
Okay. Fine. Sif chavdalet. Pishin sorek mitzemen menupitz shenosam alamakos. So you would take your combed flax or your semen menupitz, which means that it's all of the impurities that have been pulled out of it. You puffed it up. And they would use it to put it on the maka, to protect the maka. The maka shouldn't get hurt by a baggage or something like that. It would act as like some type of cover over the maka. But right now, it's a piece of It's fibrous, so it's not a kli yet any at this point in time. Really, after it's muksa. So now, if you had intent before Shabbos to use them to put on the makkah, or a person actually used them before Shabbos in that state for a little bit of time, or he dipped it in oil, which would be the purpose to then use to put on the makkah. The goli daite the lamaka kaimi, that's indicating that he wants to use it for a maka. Ashakrochim and Meshicha lit them al a maka b'Shabbos, or he wrapped them around with a string for the purpose of using and putting on the maka on Shabbos. So all those cases, su les behum mishum muksa. So it's not a problem of muksa. What about refuah? Mishum refuah nami lek. It's not considered refuah. The ain elok my malbush shlo yisur to begadim. It's not healing anything. It's just protecting the maka. It shouldn't get rubbed on by the garments. Bimaka. Some say that over here machshav is not enough. You need to do a ma'isa. Mishmur kufal of imchasher atam. By thinking of, with the plan to use them or actually using them, that gives it a status, that removes the status of muksa. It gives it a status of being designated for this purpose. He dipped them in oil. Targu betalas is sava. Okay. Interesting. Even though usually I'm sending with the yitzhak over there means a lotion of cleaning, not a lotion of just tefillah, but he doesn't mean tefillah. The Shabbos, he planned to use it for Shabbos. Fimash a chosav le'el, sifchov, who had done imchosha belitnum ala maka b'chol. If a person planned to use it for a maka b'chol, but he designated it for that purpose, and this is a normal usage, so me'elah, that yichud works as well. You need a ma'isa. I'm going to say hiksha al machaber. That's the kuliyama sagim machshava. Well, your rabbi Yosef Shushasa Einsham. Okay, so this point seems to be debatable. That is there a yeshamrim at all? Even such a shita makes sense. The machshava should not work by this type of thing. But it is not a normal usage. Okay, chafei.
The Shabbos should work if it's normal usage.
Yeah.
Use it for putting on moons.
Right. Fine. Chafei. Aros yevashim. So you have skins of leather of an animal. Right now it's not made into any garment, any type of begging. Our item is just the skins of the animal, but they're yavesh. They've dried out, they don't have all of the wetness like what comes off the animal. Bein shalom and bein shabalabai is much of the talitamah. Whether it's an umen, which he was going to use it for making something, shoes, belts, etc., whatever it is. Whether it's shabalabayas, which in balabayas, it's possible sometimes a person will just use the leather skins as is without doing more to it. But either way, it's much of the tatalim. V'yesharim is at the remor, the dafka of uris behema gasa, the chazi, lay sheba layim. V'yehema daka, oster, elim, kain, choshab, lay sheba layim, ibadyan. So behema gasa, it was a common thing. They would use it to put it down on the ground. They considered it. So we stick it up, etc., then you can use it. But Mehemedaka, which is not so thick, people wouldn't use it for that purpose. It's only going to work if a person would designate it before Shabbos for that purpose. Reservation, Kufay.
Mehemedaka.
Okay. That's Meshabura Kufay, Reservation. Bezem Mutter the day of Zuafilu Bedaka. So it's mutter once it's dried, it's mutter even by behemadaka. Once the yevashim. But valachim, the lechaz of the yeshiva, you can't sit in them when they're still, if they haven't dried out yet, because the person will get all dirty from the wetness, etc. So you will not use it for yeshiva. Also b'shneim, that's also by pei magasa or pei madaka. Elam ked choshev aleim yeshiva b'adam. Unless he designated it for yeshiva purposes, even if it's lach, if he designated it for yeshiva purposes, he doesn't mind sitting on like that. Fine, that's his business. So that'll work. The bain b'yaveshim, bain malachim, shor b'gasa, madaka b'in choshev, bain malachim, bain yaveshim. So for the second shita, in general we're saying that daka is a problem, whether it's lach or whether it's yavesh. It only works if the person had intent simply to use it. According to this, we're going to be matar b'yaveshim bain malachim. So that's a kula, because the Mechaber said that in a case of it's only mutter b'yaveshim. Now we're saying the behemah gasa is so standard, use it for sitting on, even if the getting of Shabbos it was not dried out. And even if it says it after the rest of Shabbos, it's normal to use it to sit on. So it's not muksa. Ben Shalomon, Kuvav. If it's an woman, he's going to use it for selling, not for his own personal purposes. But it wasn't the nature of these leather that people would refrain from using. The woman would refrain from using for his own personal purposes. It was resilient enough, and it was strong enough that even the person, the owner who's marketing it, would use it for his own purposes, that would not diminish from its marketability. So therefore they weren't makbid not to use it. Okay, then the Yesharim said the difference between Gasa and Daka. According to the first opinion, the main thing is whether it's dry or not. Even if the leather had not been processed yet, but once it's dry, it's mutter. But whereas by daka, it's only mutter if a person was kasha. If the person put it away to use it for scar purposes, for business purposes, so then chashav is not enough. It has to be yichud. He's miyachud from now on to use it for this purpose of yeshiva.
Put what away for business?
These leathers, these skins.
Made from what type of animal, Annie?
He's going on the go back to Behemadaka. Okay. Chav Vav. Nasorim Shal Balabayis, Mutal Taltalan. You have beams which are owned by Balabayis, they're Mutal Batilto. Shal Uman is Osir. Okay, Chishav Alemi Bardon. So the woman in his house, he has wood. So his wood is muksa, unless he has a specific intent to use it for something, some type of a permissible usage on Shabbos. So what's the, why do you need more about the case of the woman? So the Mishabura Kuf tests. Shaluman Osir the Bihu Kapid Human Shal Yiskalkalu. He doesn't want his wood to warp or whatever it is. So he's makbid not to use it for anything else. If they put it away into the oitzer, the storage, after the osir gam came to tell the cup they allow gam can show you skalkal v'yisak mum k'may uman. So it's not an uman; it's a sercher. The person is doing business with it, but in this hakpara that he wants the wood should warp, he's makmen on that. He has to sell it. And when it's straight,
what?
The Mishnah Berurah discussed the case of a sercher, as opposed we're discussing right before now till now an uman. So an uman, he works with the wood himself. The sercher doesn't work with the wood himself. He sells it. He doesn't care. He does care because he wants to sell it. He wants to sell it. People only want to buy it if it's not damaged and it's straight. So therefore, it's going
to
be
people will only want to buy it if it's not damaged and if it's straight. They won't want to buy it if it's damaged or if it isn't straight.
So therefore, it's muksa. He won't use it for anything else. Now, maybe this is only true that you're makbid in a case where you took a plane and you planed the wood. So obviously you made it ready to be used as a board with nothing rough, etc. So you're makbid on the straightness, etc. But in a case where a person did not plane the board, so apparently he doesn't mind it, but he doesn't mind that it should be a little bit irregular, etc. So maybe he's not makbid. I don't know. Even in the case where he was loyhid for hitni, it's still going to be muksa. Okay. Sif Chav Zayin. Atzama Shereim LeKlavim. So a person has bones. So bones really, even though at the beginning of Shabbos they were part of the animal, the part of the meat, and now that he's eaten the meat off, he just left with the bones really are useless, so the bones become muksa. Okay, I just want to shut the door right here. So the tzomus really should be a problem. It should come muksa. On the other hand, there are sometimes they're usable to give to your animals. The tzomus shereim leklavim. You can give the bones to a dog. The type of bones which you can give to a dog, as opposed to, like, say, chicken bones, which you can't give to a dog because it would hurt him. Well, but meat bones.
Chicken bones with a dog.
Very small, doesn't swallow, it could puncture his esophagus. Large bones, he just gnaws that. Large animal bones, he gnaws that. So, some shirim leklavim, bones which are right to give to a dog, with klipim, shirim lemaichel behema, or you have shells which even a person can't eat, but behema could. Upirum shemem kezayis. Or you have pieces of bread, little crumbs of bread, which are not a kezayis. So you're not going to eat them anymore. You'll give them away to as a maichel behema. So therefore, mutzal havir me'al ashulchan. You're allowed to take these things off of the table because they're not muksa. The fact that at the beginning of Shabbos they were part of something which is mukhan la'adam, and now they're no longer mukhan la'adam. They're only mukhan la'klavim. Doesn't make them muksa. Okay, they maintain their status of being roy because they're still roy for at least for an animal. Avalim ain't a klipim riyim lemichel behema, but if they went from being roy to eat to being not roy at all, the type of thing which an animal would not eat. Example which they usually give is eggshells. Here is a klip of some types of nuts. Right, so that also letatam their muksa. So what can you do? You have this pile of nutshells or eggshells on your table. Doesn't look very nice. You can tilt the table, or like the board on top of the table, and they will fall off. They'll go onto the ground. You can shake off the tablecloth. They'll go onto the ground. But another way to move them is tilt them in the tzad. So how tilt them in the tzad? You're moving the dabur hamutter, and the dabur also is coming along for the ride. So what's that case? If there's pasta on the shulchan, you have bread on the table. So what do the hagbiyah tavla the tatal in my klipim? Shein amaychol behemu. Shein betelam agaba pas. So you pick up the tavla, the board on top, together with the loaf of bread. And agav that, you're also carrying the klipim, which are not royal, because they become bottle compared to the pas. So again, if we said tilta min etzal, the tzarta ber mutzer is mutzer. So the table is not a basis, because at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't designated. It was designated for food, not for these klipas which are only developed on Shabbos. So the table is not a basis. What's the problem? You're moving the table, you're moving these items. That's an indirect movement. You're moving the table. In the mail, these items are moving as well. So that's tilta min etzah. So tilta min etzah, the tzarat davar ha'asr is asr. Tzarat davar ha'mutr is mutr. So I need the place where the table is. So I'm moving the table for a valid purpose. The tzarat davar ha'mutr. I need the place. So I am moving mutr. The tilta min etzah, the tzarat davar ha'mutr is mutr. Zat Mishaburu. Kuf Yud, Atzamas. Philemon is parking in a bus of Shabbos. Even though the bones came off of the meat on Shabbos, which means at the beginning of Shabbos they were designated as a food for a person, and now in the middle of Shabbos they became food for an animal. So that's the Kiddush we're saying over here, that we say that. That muchin l'adam is muchin l'klavim. So that's it's included in that. It's called muchin l'klavim. The kolsh getting these parking of the yom. If the scenario was that it broke off before Shabbos, when Shabbos came, it was clearly Michael Behemoth. So it's not muchin, it's Michael Behemoth. Pirum, we don't have a kazayas. How to make it make loosens onim rak stama onim rak the Michael Behemoth bugs. They're so small that people don't necessarily wouldn't necessarily eat them anymore. They'll give it to the animals to eat. So it went from being Michael Adam to be, the remainder is being Michael Behemoth. That's like the case of Natsomas or the Klipit. So they don't make kazayas. I only elba simikupe siptal the matrix salam shom. So it's said over there it's inappropriate to throw out pirurim which are less than a kazayis. So that doesn't sound so good over here that we're just like shaking onto the ground, etc. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the main problem is the fact that you're going to step on them. So if you do it in a way that you're not going to step on them, it's not a problem. Okay, fine. Sev katan kufi gimel.
What's the matter with stepping on
the? It says you're not supposed to throw away the pirurim even less than a kazayas. So what we're saying over here, you're allowed to throw them away. The issue is not the throwing away; it's the throwing away onto the ground and then stepping on them. That's a bizoyan for the pas, the chashivas of pas. You don't do such a thing. Okay, simon the klipim are not royal the Michael Behema. No, I'm sorry, not even. If the klipim are not royal Michael Behema, they're muksa. So eggshells or certain types of nutshells, they're not edible. You have nothing to do with them, even for an animal. So then they're muksa, you can't move them. They're not royal Michael Behema. You have certain bones which are not right for a kelb to eat either. Whether they come up before Shabbos or not is irrelevant. It's all talking about that they totally disconnected from the egos or from the etzim from the basar. So then we say that it has no usage and it's muksa. Afukim in the star mixes basar al atzomis mutzal taltal oisam agam abasar. But if there's a little bit of meat left on the bones, so since there's meat there, you're allowed to move the bones because you're allowed to move the meat. So the same thing would be that you have marrow inside of the bones. That's something people eat. Some male or white, you're allowed to move it. They're not muksa because they're bottle agav the meat which is there. So what can you do? So you give me menaris a tabla. You can shake off this tabla. There was like a board you put on top, which you put the bread on. Or if you have a tablecloth. The heter is it's an indirect movement. So it's the heter is basically indirect. So if I would scrape them off the tablecloth with a knife, it's also called indirect. I'm moving the knife, and agav that is coming along. But the heter is only start of our mutter. I need the place, so that's the tzarta ramutter. So we can tilt him in the tzad. We show him who the tzarta ramutter. Come on, Simon, she yiral sevkes. So this is for tilt him in the tzad. I'm not doing it directly, and it's the tzarta ramutter. I need the spot. We miskab the harbi yachad mosa lovel lichem kach al shulchan mutter laver biyadayim the habul of the day kikrav sharei kemashu gemur ayin sham. If a person finds it repulsive already, so then it's a different heter. It's a heter of graf sharei, which is individualized based on each person's level of tolerance. If you have a piece of loaf of bread, then you can move an agav of the loaf. He says maybe even lechatchila I could go and put the bread there to generate this type of situation of heter. That'd also be mutter possible. Okay, let's hold it here.
Put bread where to generate.